Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Duluth Rundown, a podcast focused on the local Twin Ports running scene. My name is Tony Stensland with Tony Stensland Coaching.
And I am Mike Ward with Duluth Timing and Events.
All right, quick thank you before we get started to our sponsor of this episode, Austin Jarrow, Duluth's original running store. That's the place to get your running shoes. Great advice from all the people that work up there. Check out their website, austin-jarrow.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram. Drive on up to their location on Central Entrance, just on the other side of where the Home Depot is, but on the other side of the road. Or give them a call, 218-722-1185. Thanks so much to Austin Jarrow.
And welcome, everyone, to the Duluth Rundown Podcast. Yes. I am Tony Stensland. This is Mike Ward.
Yes.
To my left here. And what, 91?
Episode 91.
Episode 91.
Is what we're on here, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
We're getting up there.
What's new, Mike?
What's new in your world? You know, kind of same thing, just chipping away at, working and running and trying to shovel snow and things and staying on top of it all, you know. What about you?
Yeah, indeed. A lot of shoveling this past weekend. I decided Friday I'm not going to go to the gym on Friday because I think the gym is coming to me.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I was doing a lot of shoveling this weekend. So
yeah. My hands kind of hurt.
Yeah.
I got more work to do.
The light snow that on Sunday that we got or are kind of still slightly getting, it pales in comparison to the couple of days prior. But I feel like it's still enough where you do kind of want to shovel it just so you can kind of get closer to the concrete down below or whatever.
Well, I thought we were going to get hammered again, so I didn't shovel my front sidewalk thinking I'm too tired and I'll do it tomorrow. And now I'm the only one on my block that doesn't have, that guy.
You definitely need to get out there then.
Sorry, people, I know. that being said, knowing that I have some work to do, we should get right into the podcast, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start with, race results. We have one race coming in on the results in the last month or so, and it happened to be yesterday, called the St. Fennessy 4K Grandma's Marathon. Puts this on, part of their Young Athletes Foundation series of races. Kind of just starts the year off on the racing circuit here in Duluth, road racing anyways. And we had the champion at the 4K, John Curley, 12:12, which is moving. He won by almost a minute. And rocking about a 4:55 per mile pace there. So excellent work to John Curley. And then Elizabeth Kies took the win with a 15:09 on the female side. So a total, we had 645 finishers, and that's just in the 4K. There was also a 2K race. That was mainly kids was my kind of viewpoint of the matter. So, just for context, Elizabeth took ninth overall. So, nice work to everyone who did that festive St. Patrick's Day themed run. And not a lot of upcoming races, at least in about a month time frame from here. So, we're talking late March, early April. By the end of early April, we start seeing some additional races, the NMTC series and things like that. But the big notable one locally is the FitGers 5K. That is on April 18th of 2026. An honorable mention, maybe a little bit out of our area, our zone, but I would say close enough. Gordon, Wisconsin, the NCT races. That is a series of races as well on the North Country Trail. And also on April 18th, there is a 10K and 20K option out in Gordon on the trail. So
yeah, and I know we have some listeners from out that direction too who are involved with that series and listen to our podcast. So we appreciate you guys listening, and hopefully we can get some people your way to those trail races.
Absolutely, yeah. Nick Adams, I believe, is the race director, and he does a great job putting those on. Just Yeah, more races out there is always good. But that's about it. If we're missing any races coming up, definitely send us an email or race results that we didn't catch. But yeah, a little sparse on the upcoming races, but it's only heating up from here. So let's move right into the trail conditions. We got some big, heavy snow recently. Actually, I did try to run in Hartley yesterday and
nice.
Turned around almost immediately. Post hauling, I mean, just big shoe print. It was just soft mashed potatoes, just not good running.
Oh, wow.
All,
so. Okay. I would think if they can get the snow dogs in there to groom those trails, they'll be really nice, though.
Yeah. And that was interesting as well because it had clearly been groomed.
Oh.
But it was still just too soft. It hadn't set up yet.
Gotcha.
I don't know. The conditions just weren't right.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at the weather, I know it's supposed to get kind of cold, you know, on the tail end of this system that came through and whomped Minneapolis area. So maybe the combination, we could see some good trail running. But also, I just looked at the weather earlier today. It's like supposed to get almost up to 50 again later in the week. So
yeah, that's definitely does not set up well for good conditions.
We might. And I think the like takeaway message with trail conditions right now is like, whatever we say on the podcast today, Sunday, you know, the March 15th here, it could change tomorrow and then change again the next day. Mm-hmm. So like, I think the best message to take home here is just, you know, if you're leaving big footprints, turn around, get out of there. If you can't see your footprints at all, live it up because we're about coming up to our just no trail
at all. Right. Season. We're going to have a handful of weeks where you can't be on them.
So, right. Yeah. I hope it's just weeks.
Yeah.
So that's trail conditions lately. Next, we have a coach's corner. Coach Stensland, what do you got for the people?
Well, one thing is, as we're getting into, you know, our grandma's training, it's been going on for quite a while for a lot of people right now. I don't know, maybe a couple of months or so, maybe even more. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of times kind of motivation or just the, I don't know, the interest level starts to lag sometimes, I think, as especially with, for me personally as a coach, when I'm doing a lot of the base training, coaching the base training, kind of get a little uninteresting, I guess, as a coach sometimes, because you really just, okay, let's do the same thing we did before, but maybe we go a little farther. And that's almost it, you know.
Another zone two jog.
Yeah, yeah. And it, I don't know. It's just, it can be a little mind-numbing at times to just do that week after week after week. And therefore, kind of unmotivating for runners. And if that's happening to you, what I would, one thing that I would encourage would be try to see your runs, each individual run, in a slightly different light when need be. I think one thing that can happen when you're following a training plan and you've been essentially told by the training plan what to do on this day. Now this day that you go run can feel a little bit like a task.
Yeah.
Like something, oh, I have to go and do this. It's, I have to sort of, accomplish this, have homework, It's a to-do list. And it's another thing I have to check off my to-do to-do list in addition to
fold laundry,
empty the, fold laundry. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be hard for anybody to want to maintain. You know, that's a real challenge. So trying to see your run in a little different light, could be helpful. And what I mean by that is take the pressure off of trying to perform the run, but even if you know it's supposed to be an easy jog, don't even look at your watch. Don't even think about your pace. Don't even think about any. Change up your route a little bit. I like to go for, I call them architecture runs, and I just change up my route and go look at houses. I'm just somewhere new.
Yeah.
Just because, like, in not in like a neighborhood or an area that you're always gonna go, like weaving in up and down avenues and across streets and that kind of thing. Like, it's not, you're not going to do that all the time, but every once in a while, just to kind of check out a new neighborhood. Cause Duluth has all these cool little pockets of cool places that you're like, oh, I've never been up this road before, but I've driven by a million times.
What's here?
Go do that.
Yeah.
And that can be kind of fun. And to me, that helps, can help to kind of break out of that rut. So seeing you run in a little different light and trying a different course.
Besides, you know, the architecture run or, you know, weird routes, can you think of any other kind of mindset tactics that maybe some of your coaching students have implemented or like, I almost think like a mantra, you know, like you don't need to be like really philosophical or deep to have a mantra, but it helps to know the mantra, you know? And then you just, it kind of snaps you into that zone or something. So I'm thinking like, I need a mantra or like, what do I have to tell myself that I can like go back to like find that motivation or something?
I don't know if I have a mantra, but I do have something. I tell this to kids a lot at the school. I'll say like, you know, teasingly, because they're always going to grow and like, are you excited to learn something today? You know, at the beginning of the day, and they're always like, and then I'll say it, but think about this. At the end of the day, you're going to be smarter than you are right now. You're going to have learned something. And I think with running, it's the same thing. Like once you finished your run, you're now a better runner than you were when you started your run.
Yeah.
Just that teeny little bit of improvement that occurred.
Right.
Even if you quote unquote ran slower than you've previously ran that same course, that doesn't matter. It actually doesn't matter one bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because what matters is the stress that you put on the body, not the time that you ran.
Right.
Time is a stress, but
yeah.
What matters is that you got out there and did it, and therefore you have made improvements.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's, I don't know if that's not quite a mantra, but
yeah,
it's just the idea of, oh, we'll just go do this and it will be better.
Yeah. I think my biggest motivator is the task. Like,
well, and certainly tasks, yes, they can be.
Yeah.
But and I don't know if they can be long term.
It motivates me so much to like, or like I can feel, I think, and like maybe like the runner's high, you know, like do you get a runner's high? I don't know. But like if you're like conscious of it, like I do get a runner's high, then I feel like you're more likely to actually like feel that like elation or something.
Yeah.
Or for instance, like I feel like I get like a little dopamine hit or something. When I can cross off that run.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, I do get a dopamine hit. Yeah. And so, and then when I do, sure enough, it's like, nice. Like, love that feeling.
Yeah, you know? Well, there you go.
Yeah, so like that helps me. But I got maybe a good example of that. I had maybe like a minor setback this week. I think I'm getting injured or like it doesn't, my leg doesn't feel right. I think just maybe a little time out, like listen to your body. Mm-hmm. And kind of this whole week of training was just like thrown off for me. You know, I'm not on my calendar. Like I can't just jump right back in, you know. Oh, well, you know, I kind of built this in. So I didn't have my like normal hyper rigid structure, which again, I kind of like. Anyways, my friend Justice texted me, hey, do you want to get out for a run? I was at the fantasy race timing. I'm like, well, I can't till noon, but if you want to wait around for me, I'm in. And he said, yes. And something switched in my mind is like, oh, if he's like going to wait around all day for me, like I can't possibly like weasel out or bail on him.
Yeah.
If I'm tired after race timing or I'm hungry or something, you know, I mean, I should probably eat before going for a long run, 14 miles, but let's do this 14 miles.
Oh, you guys did a long run. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. And so that was like a really big motivator for me, knowing that like I have kind of been like working in the morning and probably won't feel like working my body more, but it's like I cannot bail on Justice after he's, you know, probably waiting around for hours for me to like be ready to run. So like that was a super big motivator to me to,
well, and we talked about that a little bit in our interview portion of the podcast with Kai's, and James had mentioned like, because you asked him that same question about like motivation, and James mentioned like a group, and whether it's a group of two or three or four buddies, or it's a bigger team or bigger group that you're a part of, that can be such a great motivator as well.
Yeah, that accountability, I think, is huge.
Yep.
So any tactic. I would, you know, Tony, I would love to hear from some of our listeners, you know, like what are some tactics as you're feeling?
Absolutely.
And especially if you're feeling kind of the drag of training, like probably a lot of people are. I am. you know,
yeah.
from time to time.
Right.
You know, what tactics have been helping.
Exactly. Because everybody has some really great ideas and people, yeah. you know, kind of see it and feel these sections of lack of motivation. They sort of see them and feel them a little bit differently than others. And
right.
what motivates one person might not be the thing that works for somebody else. But probably if you talk to enough people, you're going to find something that works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something you haven't considered. And
correct.
Tried out. Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. Let's find the motivation. Well, I tell you what is not super motivating, like ice and snow and cold. That's my thoughts on the run is the lake walk has been like my savior. Like when the running conditions like aren't optimal, I feel like the lake walk is usually pretty good. When I want to run on trails in the summer and some nice, like crisp single track, I can't. The lake walk is like, it's not that bad. I found myself kind of getting bored of doing the same, like either I can go north or I can go south, you know, or I can go north a little bit and then go back south a little bit, you know, and it's like I feel like I know every footstep on the lake walk, you know, or like every mile, like 10th of a mile split. But when I zoom out, it's really nice for this time of year to just have that, because like the lake looks different every day and I don't know. So that was kind of my thoughts on the run. Just like,
yeah, the lake walk, it's great because it's there. It's consistent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like always there. Yeah. Always an option.
Always an option.
Like, one thing I used to love to do running on the lake walk, you'd be heading, say you'd be in like, not quite lakeside because you can't really see the lake from there. But as soon as you can start to see the lake and you'd see like a boat going into the lift bridge. It's a little ways out. You're kind of parallel with it on the lake walk.
Yeah.
And you're heading towards Canal Park. Start to race the boat.
Yeah.
And try to get to the lift bridge before them. And it's harder than you think because they're not moving very fast. But by the time you turn that corner to head perpendicular to the lift bridge,
right.
you're not gaining time on that boat anymore. They're getting closer and you're kind of just going
right
in the like perpendicular direction. So it was really fun to do.
Yeah.
I used to do that a lot.
Yeah.
Race the boats.
Yeah.
The Lakers in.
You're like in your running gear, like listening to like the boat
right,
channel.
Exactly.
You know, like, yeah. I gotta go now.
Yeah.
let's see. Next section segment we have is the What I'm Into segment. Tony, what have you been into lately? Man.
I have been into my head.
Yeah.
That is what I've been into. Because we were talking off air, like, at this point now, this is the part of winter where I just get tired of it.
Yeah.
And actually this is even a little earlier this year than it normally hits. It's usually closer to April.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm just into my like imagination and like just wanting sun and like to be out on dirt and grass and it's just like summer running and biking and it all just feels like it's all closing in on me right now, you know, like I just have so few options right now, you know, I'm like trapped or whatever. And,
can we get you to Arizona? Can we get you
exactly. I need that. Everybody knows is they're either in Arizona now or they just got back or they're on their way.
That was not helping, Tony.
Yeah. Or Florida or wherever. And I'm just here again, and it was going to be a year where I wasn't going to get away this winter anyway, just because I wanted to be here for Grandma's 50th with the training group. And I didn't want to really miss. I wanted to miss as little as possible for this whole year.
You're right.
And so it's just weighing on me right now. I'm whining a little bit. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm at right now. That's what I'm into is my own whiny head.
Yeah Well, I mean, I think that's okay, and I think if someone says that they're not feeling that even like a little bit, they're really good at pushing those feelings deep down, because like I don't know, I mean, it's hard, like it's a tough winter.
It is. And so honestly, I'm just trying to find like little escapisms with like you know, YouTube videos and like just, that's what I say, like imagination. I'm just like I'm just sort of like, I don't know, envisioning things right now. You
yeah.
know, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nice. I mean, I would say what I'm into kind of similar. I'm really into 3D printing.
Mm.
I've gone back and forth over the years. I bought one a couple years ago. I can never really get it to work.
Mm.
I thought about trying a different style that maybe is more of a tool and less of a hobby type thing. And just pulled the trigger, like whatever. I've always wanted it. Might as well just do it. Ah. You're kind of one of those big ticket purchase things. You know, I can find 20 ways to justify it, but deep down, I probably shouldn't just do this at all. But that's been a way to like definitely distract myself, because it's a very, very much an inside kind of activity. I'm like doing modeling on the software and trying to learn. And
yeah,
talk about YouTube escapism, like researching filament types and stuff like that. It's so easy for me to get sucked in. That's just part of my personality and like obsessed with that stuff. So that's been my recent obsession is 3D printing.
3D printing.
So
cool.
Yeah.
That's a first on the podcast.
Yeah, 91
episodes in.
Episode, yeah, probably the first and last. Huh? And then finally, shout out. We had one shout out come in through the email. Listener Jeffrey Burns sent us a message. He is a volunteer on the committee putting on a film festival coming to town here. So it's called the Trail Running Film Festival. It is a tour. Maybe some of our listeners might be familiar with this tour because it has come to Duluth in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. This year, the Duluth Foot Trails Alliance, DUFTA, is the primary host. And here's the scoop. It's Sunday, April 12th. It's at the West Theater in the Spirit Valley area of Duluth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then a silent auction starts at 5:30. The films start at 6:30. You can find more information, get tickets, whatever, at trailfilmfest.com, or perhaps keep your eyes peeled on the Foot Trail Alliance, the DUFTA social media or website or wherever. So it's a pretty cool little thing coming up. Beat the Winter Blues, you know, get some good videos of some trail.
Yeah.
Juicy single track, whatever you want. So
that's good timing, middle of April.
yeah. That's
I'll still be crabby by then. So
when it gets rough, Tony. So yeah, we'll get you some tickets. Help. that's the one email that we have to shout out. I don't really have any other shout outs. Do you have any other shout outs? Anything else?
I didn't,
you
but
to
thank
mention?
You, Jeffrey, for bringing that to our attention. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. And just a reminder again, you know, whether it's sending us your motivations for getting out in this time of year, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Email us anytime at theduluthrundown@gmail.com. I think that's about a wrap for this rundown number 91 in March 2026 here. Should we get on to our interview, Tony, or what?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.